back to the Goons podcast, the number six podcast in all of Somalia.
Wouldn't you, Morton?
Yeah, we took
that
a
That is what they say about us there.
Number six podcast in Somalia. Yeah, we're doing do they even have six?
I think, but they're all just like pirate-related podcasts.
Number two podcast in all of Kazakhstan.
Yeah, number one is, Goat and Me. It's just a guy talking to his goat.
All right. Yep. Goat and very, I. Very, very cool, McMahon. Thank you for doing research. Yeah, what was that all about?
It was terrible.
I would expect that.
It was very bad.
Well, how did you, where did you source the goat from?
My friend bought the goat from some guy in a Sam's Club parking lot.
What? Why did you trust that?
What? That doesn't sound real.
I was like, that goat could have had like diseases.
I was like, dude, are you sure it's even a goat? It could be like a woman's leg. And he just like, cut off. Like, you just never know.
It seems like either the start of a joke or the start of a horror movie.
Yeah. A healthy mix.
Or both. Yeah.
Was like,
funny
horror movie. Was the goat alive when he bought it?
No. They didn't just like chop the goat up in the parking lot. Like,
from
I don't know what happens.
It's a Sam's Club, Larg. It's not Iraq.
Wait. Was this goat? Was this goat like freshly dead, or was it like already like skinned and the meat was like in a package?
I don't know. My friend just called me. He said, "Hello, I have the goat." He said it like that too because he watches us, and I was like, "Okay,
naturally."
And so I went over, and I did not like it. But he made lobster mac and cheese with it, and it was really good. That was
okay.
Good.
Well,
the goat was not good.
I would go for the lobster mac and cheese, and probably not the goat. They don't even eat goats in like Middle East countries where there are goats everywhere. I feel like that should have been the first sign.
Yeah, it's more of like a Greek thing.
They worship it.
We marry them. We don't fucking.
Yeah, I was gonna say. Yeah, that's like your god or something.
Eat the goat pork.
No, I think goat is only really in like Greek food. Like everywhere else, they use
you're thinking of lamb.
Yeah,
it's lamb.
Yeah, true.
Yeah, I don't think anybody like just eats goat. To be honest, like they're too useful. They make like milk and cheese.
Yeah, plus they're kind of cute too.
I guess yeah, they're all right. How did you cook it though? Was it barbecued or like did he smoke the goat?
He grilled it just on a charcoal.
Grill the goat on a charcoal grill. Mm-hmm. That's got to be a new sentence.
It sounds like a tongue twister. Grilled a goat on charcoal grill.
Grilled goat on charcoal grill. Grilling goats on the grill.
Too many G's. You should have smoked it. Don't you have a big smoker in your backyard?
No.
Oh.
Well, Alright, glad we got that sorted.
That is so strange.
Well, that's podcast, guys. Talk to you next time.
Yeah, alright. Now.
Episode 6, Goat Leg.
Goat review.
Mediocre goat.
That's gonna be my second channel. I'm just gonna do goat reviews.
I want that dude that wears like the nerdy dude who wears the suits. I want him to review goat leg. Ew. Despicable.
I don't know, maybe he'd like it. Alright, can we move on from the goat, please?
Yeah, no more goat. Yeah, I think a good thing to talk about is this new wild TikTok ban.
Potential TikTok ban.
Is it potential?
It's not like official yet, right?
To my knowledge, Microsoft is still potentially buying it, but Trump is like, no, you can't buy it. But what I don't understand about the ban is like, everyone's so okay with having their data stolen by like Twitter, Instagram, Facebook, and all that shit. But now suddenly, when it's not an American company that's stealing your data, now everyone's like, nah, that's not okay.
Well, ban I think it mainly mostly has to do with like, China, the way China's stuff work is there's so much more like there's rules in China for the data selling stuff that don't apply here in the US. Like they'll take your information and sell it to like suspicious, like people that will take your stuff and like actually use it for bad stuff. I can't really.
Yeah. Where I guess I feel like most of it probably goes to the government when it's like US companies that are joinking data. They probably get, I don't know how any of it works because I guess that's all technically conspiracy, but
yeah,
I don't know. I just find it weird that everybody's so like, fuck TikTok for that. And then we'll go and tweet that. What do you think Twitter's doing? What, like if it's free, it's taking your data. That's like a good rule of thumb.
Yeah.
If you're not paying anything, Yeah, exactly. Which, I mean, 90% of the time, why the fuck does it even matter?
Right.
I don't care if, like, they get hacked and fucking, I don't know, they can see me sitting in my chair all day.
All but I care I about know. When it comes to it is I just don't want to see a bunch of 15-year-olds doing the Renegade on YouTube, and I feel like that's gonna happen.
Right? Yeah, we don't want to have like the Vine thing happen again, where they all come over to our platform.
Yeah,
it's gonna be worse though, because now they're gonna do like Fortnite dances for 10 minutes instead of like 10 seconds like they're doing on fucking TikTok.
Oh God,
I can't wait those ad every minute too.
I can't wait to go to McDonald's to get a burger, and they're just like nay-naying while they're like, giving me my
10 minutes straight. all the TikTok fucking stars are now working at McDonald's. Is that how you're getting that? Oh God, that's fate. Is it actually like? Can you actually make decent money off TikTok though? Like, does anyone
I
know?
Have no idea. I've heard like rumors about top we creators get, making like 90k a post or something.
Really?
Stupid,
we should get a TikTok creator on here at some point. Well, we should
like,
find one.
They get sponsors and stuff.
Right?
Yeah,
right.
I guess. I mean, one of my friends, she had over like 1 million TikTok followers, but like apparently they did not vibe with her very well. Like the actual company itself was apparently really shit to work with.
Oh, the thing is too on TikTok, it's like. 1 million followers on TikTok is like 100k that's on
like,
YouTube.
Yeah, that's like nothing. Yeah.
Yeah.
It's really easy to
grow on TikTok.
It's not as important. Yeah. It's just way too easy to grow on TikTok.
I think the one thing we should like that should be taken from TikTok is how good their algorithm is. They have the best algorithm out of any social media site I've ever seen for like promoting new content that like people are interested in seeing.
Oh yeah.
Like theirs is so fucking good. I think the worst is like Instagram or Twitch. Like Twitch just recommends these dog shit streams of like
oh, for me it's know,
some dude working out with RuneScape.
You can't grow on Twitch, man. Twitch no, is it's so hard.
Twitch, yeah, Twitch is just way too oversaturated. You know the thing about Twitch is they only promote people who already have a massive following.
Right.
Also,
yeah.
How do you feel about that?
Thank you for sharing that.
Just wanted to toss that in there.
Thank you for tossing that in there and blowing out my left eardrum. I appreciate that, McNasty.
You're welcome,
and for all the people listening in their car, I hope your speakers no longer work. We will not be paying for that.
We probably just caused a crash by doing that. Well, I did. just
oh, shit, just put it right into a fucking pole. Yeah. Hammers the accelerator into a fucking red light.
Yeah. And for those who fall asleep to our podcast.
Yeah. Good morning. I get people saying that all the time where they're like, oh, I go to sleep to your podcast or your videos. Like, are you fucking sure?
Yeah, dude. Do you also sleep to like Whitechapel?
Yeah, sometimes I go to Meshuggah concert and fall asleep.
I like listen to Saving Private Ryan with the volume on full before I go to bed. I don't know if people do that. I need like complete, I wear earplugs to sleep.
Really?
Like, I sleep with earplugs in. Yeah.
I wear butt plugs.
You don't get like.
I can't sleep unless I feel the colon tickle.
Falling asleep in a movie theater is pretty easy. I do that occasionally. Like an old.
I've never man. Done that.
I can't, well, I used to. I can't fall asleep with like people around me.
I don't give a fuck, dude. I'll fall asleep in a grocery aisle. Like grocery store aisle.
Are you 95?
I just don't give a shit. Like, I'll sleep anywhere. I don't give a fuck.
I think one of my friends, he was in the military, and they taught him to be able to fall asleep literally on command. Like, you could literally be like, hey, go to sleep.
That.
And he will literally fall asleep within like 3 seconds. We were on our way to dinner, and we were sitting in the car. And he's just like, all right, I'm going to go to bed. Dead. He's out. Literally that.
I would like, use that to my advantage so many times. Like, someone's yelling at me.
He does it all the time.
I'll just fall asleep.
Go to bed.
I get pulled over by a cop, just fall asleep.
I envy that so much. It takes like an hour and a half
public,
to fall asleep. Fire a gun and go to sleep.
Well, can't be that guy. He's asleep. Couldn't be him.
Tape your finger to the trigger and go to bed.
Yeah, I've heard about that thing with the military though. Like I don't know how they do it, but they teach you to fall asleep, like in case you're in a situation.
Yeah, he tried to explain it to me, and like. They essentially have you shut down your body in like waves. Like he was like, yeah, I start at my head and make my head go like limp. And then he's like, I just do that through my whole body and I'm asleep. But like, I've tried that and I'm like, okay, my body feels like a noodle and now I'm thinking about fucking doing something else. Like, yeah. I cannot, it takes me so long to sleep. Like, I don't even think about bad shit. I just think about shit, just random things. Mm-hmm. Like, oh, what am I going to have for breakfast tomorrow?
You don't realize too, doo-doo. When you're laying down, you don't realize like parts of your body that are tensed up. Like I'll be laying there too. Yeah. Like, and I'll be trying to fall asleep. And I realized that like, I'm in a position where I'm like pushing my shoulders up. And then I just like release. And I'm like, what the hell?
Oh, I do that. Yeah.
You don't even like notice while you're doing it until you're like,
and you've been doing it for like 30 minutes or something.
Yeah. Yeah.
Worst was, I used to clench my jaw the whole night. And yeah. I'd wake up with the worst headaches ever.
Yeah.
I literally would clench, like full force, clench my jaw the whole night. And I'd wake up and I would just like want to get fucking shot in the head.
Do
with
you
a
guys
shotgun.
Snore?
No. I only do if I lay on my back. Think so.
If I lay on my back, dude, I snore like a freight train.
Me too.
Really? You might have like sleep apnea. You might just die one night.
No, like I sleep fine. Like I never wake up where I'm like, man, I wish I got more sleep or something. But like, dude, I snore so fucking loud. I don't know what it is. Like if I lay on my back.
God, that's like one of my biggest pet peeves. So we could never like get married.
Do you ever,
damn it.
Do you ever like sleep on your back and snore so much that you wake up and like your sinuses are sore?
Dude, I'll wake up and like my tongue will be like dried to the roof of my mouth.
Yeah.
Like, if I don't get water, like my tongue will literally fall off.
I've done that a couple times where you just wake up and you just felt like you ate sand.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Like it's like you just did the cinnamon challenge for 6 hours.
Literally, that is what it
feels. It's the worst thing ever.
Do you guys keep water by your like bed?
Yeah.
Oh yeah.
100%.
I used to. I don't really do it anymore. But in like high school, every single night without fail, I'd wake up at 4:15 a.m. every single time on the dot. I'd wake up, walk to my kitchen, drink 500 milliliter water bottle, just crush it in like 2 seconds, and then have to piss immediately, and then go back to bed.
Are you going to have to explain to us Americans what 500 milliliters is?
That's just like a regular
water bottle. Oh, like 16.9 fluid ounces?
Yes. God, that's stupid. God, America.
Same thing.
Honestly, yeah. I wish that America had the metric system, because it's just like...
I don't know.
Over here, everything is just random numbers.
Why we...
Yeah. Were they like the only people who refused for some reason?
Like 1,274 feet. It's like why? 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 Why can't it just be increments of 10 like everybody else?
Yeah, because some fucking Confederate said so. Damn it!
I actually like how the UK does it. They use like a mix of everything. Like they use miles per hour, but like use metric for like other things. It's really weird. But I mean, I feel like it works well. I don't know. I don't know why U.S. is the only country that wants to stick with their dumb fucking system.
I think it has to do with some president made that decision back then.
I feel like that's an ego thing.
Or something. I don't know. I feel like I've heard of that before. Like we have the ability to go with metric, but a president decided that, a very dumb, stupid president decided that we should.
Way to throw that in there. He's probably dead and you're just talking shit about some old dead fuck.
Yeah, well, imagine one guy being the reason we're not on metric.
Like, I mean, it probably is. Well, it's probably like voted. I can't imagine he was just like, yeah, this is forever a thing now because of me. Like, I'm sure there at least had to have been like 10 people that were like, yeah, let's fuck with that.
Executive order to make sure we never get metric system
for some goddamn stupid reason.
I want to go scuba diving.
Okay. All right, on to the next topic.
Can you explain? No, hold on. Why do you want to go scuba diving? What was the connection there? What was the segue into your brain?
I don't know. I just want to go scuba diving.
Okay, well, thank you for sharing.
All right, next time.
Well, yeah, you're the only one who wants to do that. Moving on.
You were talking about 500 milliliters of water, and I was just like, that'd be cool.
And you thought, oh,
yeah,
shit.
I wish I was under it.
And you thought 500 mile deep ocean time.
I was thinking about where water come from, ocean.
It doesn't. It's too salty. It comes from lakes. And
oh, yeah. Next topic.
All right. I think a good one you brought up, Lark, is the most annoying type of person.
Oh, I'll let somebody else go first.
A few things to say about
that. I agree. I like
people
that
sleep all day and burp in their friends' ears.
Yeah. Honestly, like Southerners. Indian voice. Just Southerners. Yeah,
people that just think that they're amazing Virgins. At guitar and they just show off on the <Okay. laughs>
Arabs.
I didn't even say anything.
I was waiting for it. I was waiting for it, dude.
So you're all thinking it, and Nancy's the only one that set it up.
The most annoying type of person, just another race.
Just a whole race. Yeah. Whole race is wrong. God, we are not getting any brand deals on this.
Yeah.
I didn't.
In game. Oh, we're good. We're good.
I don't know if that's how that works. I don't know if you can be like, yeah, I hate this race, but in game. I mean, unless you're talking about like World of Warcraft races. You're playing or like something.
CSGO or something.
We were talking about Dragon Race, though, people.
Yeah.
All right. Thank you, Super. He's just got a lot of good contributions
today. Like a switch in your head where you can just turn off like 100 brain cells.
Yeah.
And then.
Yeah, at least he has a switch, McNasty. Yours is just broken. Yeah,
at least he has 100 brain cells to turn off.
Yours is just busted.
My brain cells are using my eyes and mouth. It's not using the ears right now. Can't hear you.
Nancy, do you have to stop walking to chew?
I don't walk and
Why
chew.
Why are you walking around and chewing? Yeah.
You never have like chewed gum and walked? You've just never been able to do both those?
I don't chew gum.
I walk while I eat all my food.
Chewing gum is for pussies.
Is that weird?
Why is chewing gum for pussies?
I don't know.
All right,
you're a pussy
because I said so.
Bad logic. We should nuke this country. Why? I don't know. Why not?
Because we can. Because they're fucking gum chewing pussies.
All right, I feel like we still haven't even actually answered this question.
Well, actually, the most annoying type of person—a person that chews gum with their mouth open.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. People that smell.
Yeah, that's nasty.
If you're in a restaurant, somebody's doing that. I've heard that shit before.
Yeah, there was one dude I used to always go out to eat with, and he always used to get big fucking hamburgers. And, like, he was a hefty boy. And he used to, like, throw, like, a pound of French fries on top of his hamburger, too. And it was just everything about the way he ate was so obnoxious. And then he'd do that, too. He'd be like... And I could hear it. I'm just trying to eat my fucking chicken tenders next to him. And I just hear this guy's mouth slopping around like a fucking wet vagina in the wind. It was just the worst sound.
I hate loud people. Like, people that are just loud in public for no reason.
I was going to say, you're very loud yourself, but in public, he's actually not.
Yeah. I can confirm, like, people, Soup is actually, yeah. I was going to say, pretty tame in person.
Yeah, well, I mean, I'm not going around like,
why not?
Well, I mean, sometimes. But you have to know the setting. Like, I don't know. You have to read the room. Like, if you're in a situation where you know. Yeah,
I just hate you can't go to like a steakhouse and just be screaming and
right. Like if you're sitting down to eat somewhere, and someone's just like,
yeah. Just fucking as they deliver your steak, just screaming. Yeah, I don't know. That's definitely an annoying one. I'm trying to think of like
an elevator and you're like, yeah, that's funny because it's awkward.
Yeah, you rip a big old fart.
Have you guys had any like awkward ass elevator experiences?
My friend ripped major ass in an elevator at a mall.
Was somebody else in it?
There were like four other people in it.
Oh.
It's like a whole family and some random guy.
My friend
smelled terrible too. And I was just dying. It was hilarious.
That is so BM.
I feel like I'm rarely ever in elevators to experience like something weird.
I actually have a legitimate fear of elevators. I always feel like they're gonna fall and I'm gonna die. The cable's gonna snap. Yeah.
No, it's irrational as fuck. You know they run off one cable. They have 12 backup cables.
Why do you know that?
Because I looked it up. Because I used to be scared of it until I realized.
Then they're gonna fall.
Right.
You gotta know how they work if you ever want to do a terror attack.
Yeah. Exactly. I gotta know how much C4 to bring. But one time, Smitty and I were with our girlfriends, and we were in Toronto, and we were going up to our Airbnb, and there was like this like 80-year-old couple in there, like they were old as fuck, and they were about to get out, and it was like, have a good night, and the fucking old dude turns, looks me right in the eyes, and goes, oh, we will, and just turned around. I was like, so uncomfortable. I was like, dude, I'm going to think about this old man's dusty little dick just being rammed in this fucking nasty old lady.
I did not expect to get hard on this podcast today. Here we are. God.
Yeah, that was just fucking nasty. Mm. I did not like that experience. I did not need that much sexual tension in a fucking elevator.
Can I join?
I'd probably rather take a shotgun slug between the eyes.
You should have just like grabbed him by the balls.
That's assault.
Yes.
That's literally should've assault.
Just sucked him off in the elevator.
Yeah, I should. You know,
I'll give you a good night right now.
Yeah, elevator ain't the only thing going up tonight, baby.
Not your penis, because you're 90 years old. It probably doesn't work.
It's so weird that old people have sex.
I know. It's
a weird thought, you know?
I've always been so uncomfortable thinking about your grandpa just going to Pound Town.
All right. There was this... it's kind of weird, because there was this situation when I was younger, and I was sitting there with my... I was sitting at my grandpa's place, next to my
where's
my
this
cousin.
Going?
And I was probably like 8, I think he was like 5 or 4, like just, I think he's a few years younger than me. Well, I was using my cousin or my grandpa's laptop, and and I went to, so when you use Windows Media Player, which I haven't fucking used in forever, if you just open Windows Media Player from the, like from the program, it'll just start playing whatever was playing last.
Oh no.
And I opened it, and it was just like rough fucking. You're just like loud.
You know what
moaning.
The best part of that is? That your grandpa had porn downloaded.
Yeah, like he had like a MP4 of
porn. Yeah, he wasn't just on like the internet. He actually downloaded porn. Found it, sourced it, found a way to download it, or paid for it, which is even funnier.
I was 8, so it was probably like 2000.
Oh my god!
Wait, did the laptop have a disk drive? He might have had like a fucking...
Oh, it might have been that.
That's
so much funnier.
I used Windows Media Player to listen to music on my computer at home. So I just that's what I associate what with. Did. I just thought that you could open Windows Media Player and there would just be music.
And
to
it'd be
to.
Your music.
Yeah.
But no. And then you just found Grandpa's weird rough sex.
Well, it was like, and it was like, normal sex.
Like
it wasn't
240p.
Like
240p.
Grandpa's massive cock.
Yeah, what if it was just a self-shot video you were watching and didn't know? You just kind of recognized your grandpa's schlonger.
Well, I probably saw it for like 2 seconds before, because he was sitting like right behind us.
Oh, I would have just turned the volume all the way up and sat there.
And my little cousin was sitting there too, and he like freaked out. And then for like a couple
years
after that.
Oh, he freaked out?
Yeah, it was a little bit awkward a couple years after that.
I can't imagine why.
But it's just weird thinking about my grandpa just...
Jerking it, just polishing the rod.
Just, ugh. Yeah. Ugh,
to like 180p fucking pixel porn from 2000.
You're supposed to wake up, get the early bird special from Denny's, work on something at the house.
Go golfing.
Take your pills.
Beat your wife and go to bed.
Yeah, no sex whatsoever, Grandpa.
Don't get your little dusty dick wet.
Grandpa.
It's weird.
Grandpa, come on, Grandpa. What are you doing?
I feel like when I'm 70, I'm just going to give up on all of that and just fucking punch a shark in the head and die. Like, I don't want to live past 70. I feel like life just goes downhill. Like, I don't want to fucking golf and paint shit in my garage all day.
Oh, dude, I hope I live to 70.
Maybe we can just still do YouTube at 70.
I'm going to go around in public and just literally not give a fuck about anyone's existence.
I can't wait. I'm
just going to rip ass in a grocery store beside people.
That makes you uncomfortable, that like touches people way too much.
I'm just going to be in public like slugging down Jack Daniels. Like in,
you're definitely in a line the grandpa that's not invited to Christmas. They wear like little booty shorts with your fucking old man balls dangling out the
just
bottom.
Just walking around with a thing of eggnog in like July.
Ew.
Dude, I'm gonna be a badass
hot
grandpa.
Eggnog. That is such a disgusting thought of just warm eggnog in July.
Gonna be drinking Ensure and fucking what's that stuff they drink?
Ensure.
Old people.
Oh, Pedialyte.
Pedialyte. Whatever it is.
I think it's like extra hydrated water or something weird.
What?
What? That's a thing?
Extra hydrated water.
We put more water in the water.
It like does something to your body where it like hydrates you more than just normal
water.
I'm
gonna get a catheter and fill it with applesauce. Shotgun oatmeal.
Ew.
Shotgun
oatmeal. Ew. Just like these big chunky logs of oatmeal going down your throat. Oh, that's fucking nasty. Ew. Don't like that.
Speaking of chunks of stuff, I had to take my cat's litter out today, and I bought a litter box.
I didn't. Yeah,
I had to perform surgery on my cat. I took my cat's litter out today, and I got a litter box like sifter, So it's like one of them things that you would take out onto like the beach and you would sift for like shark teeth, except I'm just sifting for massive chunks of cat shit. That's pretty
smart of being a cat owner,
Yeah.
We had,
but I didn't know you could have a sifter one. It was pretty fun, dude. It was like a little mini game. It's like find all the cat
find the turds.
Avoid the mines.
When we first got my cat, we had this one that would automatically like sift through, and it was like a comb where it'd pick up the shit and like fling it back into this like little reservoir thing. But Link. one time my cat had diarrhea. You don't want it after I finish this story. Oh, my cat had diarrhea.
You don't know that.
And literally it scooped it and went to go fling it into itself, but because it was so like wet and sloppy, it just shot diarrhea across the room. And I went in the laundry room and there's literally just diarrhea like all up the
wall.
And then
you just slide like a penguin over it.
No, I didn't do any. There was not enough cat shit. It was just one puddle that was just shotgun blasted onto my wall.
That is disappointing.
How's your cat been? Has it been doing all right with this litter box?
Yeah, no. I mean, it was already trained when I got it. So
don't cats have a natural like instinct to shit?
Yeah, they naturally do. But my problem when I got Doug, he would know to use the litter box, but he was so fucking stupid, his ass would hang out of the litter box. So he'd be standing in the litter box and he'd shit on the floor next to it. And every morning without fail, I'd walk into the laundry room, there's just a turd next to the litter box. Every morning, he finally figured it out. But it was so fucking annoying because I was like, why do I even have a litter box? I'm just going to put a little sandcastle here and let him shit on it.
My dad's cat, when he shits in the litter box, he does this 100% of the time. He'll take a shit in the litter box and step out of the litter box and like, cause you know how cats, they swipe to like cover their shit.
Yeah.
Well, he gets out of the litter.
Swipe next to it.
He gets out of the litter box and just starts swiping the wall and like the hardwood floor. It's like, why? Why are you?
Bro, cats are actually fucking retarded. Like they just know that they're supposed to shit in sand and do that motion after. They don't care where the shit landed or if they're still in the sand.
It's as long as they get both of those. Know if they to like actually swipe the sand. Like even if he's not swiping the sand over the shit, just to swipe the sand. He's just like scraping the wall.
Yeah. Like litter gets everywhere, dude. I have to vacuum like every other day.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, litter is the worst part about having a cat. I bought one of those like litter catcher things, but I don't think it's going to work that well.
Hey, cats are a fucking mess.
You ever seen those like videos of cats or dogs just like pissing and shitting like a human in a toilet?
Yeah, that makes me uncomfortable. I don't want to use my cat to do that, because if I walked in on my cat like pissing in the toilet like a human, I'd
put it down on the spot.
Yeah, that shit ain't right.
And my cat used to drink out of the toilet, and it was like the one right next to my office, and it's always like dark down here, so I'd like fucking walk to the bathroom and not be able to see, and I'd like fucking turn the light on and she'd just be staring at me on the toilet rim, just like full eye contact, and I just have to walk out and go use the upstairs one. She wouldn't stick her head in it, she'd stick her paw in the toilet, grab some water, and then lick her paw. It was so fucking bizarre.
Yeah, that's weird. I make sure I keep my toilets closed. I don't want to have a just, wet like, cat getting toilet water all over my walls.
Or just shotgun the cat if it does that.
Yeah.
You should not to. Right, anyway, on to the next. That's great, McMahon. You have the burps every day. You don't need to tell us you have the burps.
I got the burps, dude.
That's like saying the sun rose today. It's just, we know it's going to happen.
Yeah, McMahon. See, that's like saying, Wardant Breton, wish.
Exactly. I couldn't agree any more with
that. Except for the Somalians.
Yep.
That'll give us the number five, at least.
Yeah, at least number five, yeah. To be like, oh my God, he said he loves Somalia. Awesome.
No, he didn't. I actually have a question for you guys. Have you guys had any really, really bad like Karen experiences? I feel like do Mike, because he used to work at Chick-fil-A. I feel like you get some fucking Karens there.
Chick-fil-A people were usually pretty nice. I did have like,
unless you're gay
or not white.
Well, I mean, there was a bunch of people that came in after a pride parade one time, and we
believe it or not, we served them.
That's actually shocking.
They served them. Yeah, we served them over to the cops. Yeah,
served them fucking 10 pounds of loogie spit.
No, I mean, I had that would be like customers that were like unhappy with food sometimes, but nothing ever, never like really, really bad. I would have. There was this one woman that came through the drive-thru like three or four times saying that like her nuggets weren't like fresh enough or whatever. even though they like literally, like I watched the dude who was cooking them take them out of the fryer, put them in the thing and hand them right out the window. So she wound up just getting like 30 free nuggets from us because we're Chick-fil-A and we can't say no.
Yeah.
But other than that, there was, we had an employee threaten to blow the place up.
What the fuck? That's more of like an awkward thing, not really a Karen thing.
I think that's really a Karen moment. Yeah, I mean, it's more just a terrorist threat.
Karens are really evolving. They got bomb vests on now. They won't wear a mask, but they'll wear a bomb vest.
Yeah, there was a problem with theft among the employees. Some dude in the back, we had like lockers, and some dude was stealing all the time. And one of the employees was, apparently they got like $20 stolen out of their purse or something. And that made her mad enough to start making bomb threats in the lobby of the restaurant where I was currently at the register helping a customer. And she comes storming out. She's like, I'm going to bring my friends here and I'm going to fucking blow this place up.
Oh my God.
Yeah, yeah.
Over $20?
Yeah, yeah. It was like $20 or $30 bucks out of her purse. Yeah, yeah. She was fired.
Arrested is a better question.
I don't know what happened to her. I never saw her again. Well, so she might be in like she might be like 16 stories down in an FBI like prison somewhere. Yeah.
I never saw Osama bin Laden in the fucking bottom of the sea.
Yeah. Never saw or heard from her again. I had to take her shift the next day. That kind of upset me. But yeah, anyway.
That'd be the worst part of that. I wish she blew it up now.
My yeah. Karen experience is from an actual Karen.
And, oh, really?
And like her name was Karen?
It is my grandmother.
Oh, no.
Yeah, my grandmother's name is Karen, and she fits the exact description of what a Karen is.
Does she have the hair, too?
She's old. She's like 71, I think.
She's bald.
And she's got like short hair, but it's kind of like curly. It's not that like...
So it's like typical grandma hair.
Typical grandma. Like the George Washington looking grandma hair. You know? Just it's like powder. Like shoulder length.
Like a bowl into a cord.
Yeah. Pretty much.
Powdered yeah. wig.
But she...
it's like 8 feet tall.
Well, I used to like... So I can't remember like a specific experience, but I just remember being like younger and she kind of like helped raise me because my mom was busy a lot and she kind of like took care of me essentially growing up. And I would like go out like grocery shopping or just shopping with her in general. And she would always just like there'd be somebody like standing in the like aisle and she would walk by him and just be like, you know, you're not the only one in the store, right? And just like continue podcasting.
You love to see it.
Like that's the kind of stuff that she did. She always has to be vocal. She always like, if they don't take a coupon, she has to talk to the manager. I've never seen her like do the Karen thing.
I put my grandma in a fucking home.
I've never seen her like scream at the top of her lungs or do anything that wild, but it's always just like the typical, like speak to the manager, you know, after a while I told her, I'm like, I don't want to go out with you anymore. If you're going to continue to act like this, it's just like, I just have this constant secondhand embarrassment.
It's yeah, like, that's fucking.
And the thing I told her too, I was like, "You, if you continue to do this, eventually somebody's gonna like punch you in the mouth. You can't just be a dick to people and expect to get away from it just because you're old."
Imagine just telling your grandma that she's gonna get boxed in the mouth.
It's like, your grandma walks by like this 30-year-old guy. Hey, you're taking up this aisle, and he just like fucking decks her.
It's like, she doesn't say that. She's like, you know, you're not the only one in the store. Like she says it like angrily and just like bitchy. And it's just like, grandma.
Hey, grandma, somebody's going to make you shit out your own teeth.
Yeah, I'm surprised it hasn't happened already. She just,
you should be the one to do it.
Typical,
Karen. Punch your grandma in public.
Pick her up and toss her into the next aisle.
The room over there, grandma. Motherfucker.
shit, what was I gonna say? Oh yeah, so I had one. It wasn't a Karen. I used to work at a golf course, and there's this company, and it's a Chinese company, but they have like a factory near where I live. And there was like 12 Asians at the golf course for this fucking little tournament that they hosted, and they wanted sandwiches for lunch, which was fine. So the chef made them. They're like, yeah, can you just like cut the sandwiches into like little 3-inch slices? So like everybody can just, you know, grab different types of sandwiches and just have a few of the slices. So he's like, yeah, sure. This fucking dude that was hosting the tournament walked up with a fucking measuring tape and started measuring all the slices and got genuinely fucking pissed off and like screaming because some of them were bigger and smaller than the other ones. He was like genuinely mad that not all of them were perfect 3 inches. The chef was like, I fucking used my eyeballs. It's not a big deal. Just eat them. They refused to eat them and they left. They didn't pay for anything.
What the?
They just fucked off because their sandwiches were not 3 inches sliced. It was so fucking bizarre. It's just like, I can't imagine caring about anything that much, especially a fucking sandwich being not cut into 3 inch slices. It was so stupid.
What a miserable way to exist.
I know. I can't imagine that. Like, everything must be so fucking difficult to have that kind of mentality. To pull out a measuring tape.
Yeah, fuck people like that.
And measure a sandwich. Like, what the fuck?
He must be one of those people that, like, he has a 3-inch dick, but it's actually, like, 2.89 inches.
He just rounds up.
He just rounds up, yeah. And anything that's less than 3 inches pisses him off.
I've never really had, like, Karen moments. Yeah. Like, I've never had, like, a Karen moment that I can think of. But I know, like, I've been at college bars with my friends. And, like, I've been to bars where they'll have, like, dollar drink nights. So you get a whole fucking drink for a dollar, right? And this dude was, like, complaining that his dollar drink, like, didn't have enough alcohol in it or something. And was, like, pissed off and, like, shit-talking the bartender and, like, threw his drink. It's like, dude, it's a fucking dollar drink. Like,
that's a fucking Karen moment. That's fucked. God, that is AIDS.
Well, I mean, like an old woman, like
doing throwing something. A $1 drink.
Yeah, it's like,
dude, was it like a beer or was it like dollar. A mixed drink?
It's like a mixed drink.
It's a beer. Yeah. He's complaining about the alcohol level of the canned beer.
that's pretty cheap for a mixed drink. Usually, those are even the cheapest.
Yeah, it was like a college bar, and it's just like, dude, what do you expect? Like, it's a dollar drink, man.
There was an old woman at a college bar?
No,
it was he's saying it wasn't. You fucking
Yeah, it wasn't an old woman, so I don't know if it's really a Karen moment. It's more like a male
dude. What's a male Karen?
Chad. It's more like a Chad moment.
Chad moment.
Yeah, I don't know.
I feel like that'd be more of like a Zach than a Chad. Chad is just like...
Yeah, I don't know what a guy named for Karen would be.
I feel like a Zach who's just like, yeah, my dad's a fucking lawyer. If you mess up my iced coffee at fucking Starbucks, I'll sue you.
All the Zachs watching are pissed off at you.
Yeah, fuck you, Zach.
Sorry, Zachs and Chads and Kyles and Travises.
Man, that's a lot of people. You're just adding on to it. And Eric's.
Our whole fan base has left.
Whoa!
Okay, I don't know if there's a single Dallas there's with one. A lawyer father.
Not it.
True, true. What do your guys' dads do for a living?
My dad used to run a chain of grocery stores.
Which is super fitting.
Yeah,
he had like a little kid working for your dad.
Yeah, he like straight up child labored my ass.
Yeah.
Yeah, he had like 8 or 9 at the peak. And then when he was like 50, he was like, this is a lot of work. So now he works at a he doesn't work in the greenhouse, obviously, but he works like with a greenhouse and he does like account management, which is kind of boring. But you know,
Soup, you put the wrong amount of O's in my name for your video today.
And God,
DM,
fuck your name. Change.
What's yours do, McNasty? Just fucking burp and throw shit.
My dad's a maintenance guy. Well, he's actually a maintenance supervisor too many? Now.
You put 4.
This is not an appropriate time to talk about your stupid title.
I'm sorry. Just having two completely different conversations over here.
Well, all right, McNasty, what does your dad do? I'm sorry.
He is a maintenance supervisor.
So why am I laughing?
He's been doing maintenance as long as I can remember.
Maintenance? Like, what kind of maintenance?
Like, in an apartment. Like, he goes to people's
man-ass maintenance.
Like apartments and fixes their sink or, you know, changes the light bulb because people are stupid to do that.
Dude, I feel like your dad has a weird job. Like, he's like the one dentist that doesn't recommend certain toothpaste. Like, I feel like your dad has a very oddly specific job.
He's the one out of 10 dentists that doesn't recommend Crest.
You Sensodyne boys. What does your dad do? If you're okay with talking about that, I guess that's somewhat of a personal question.
No, I'll just give like the vague answer. He's a purchasing man.
at a company.
Okay, oh, purchasing man. You can't say that in Missouri.
If I said my dad was a purchasing man, everyone would be freaking out.
He purchases men.
Oh my god.
I mean, he also owns a farm, but that's irrelevant.
Is he really?
No, actually.
No, okay.
Okay. I was actually, I was genuinely worried for a second that your dad actually was a slave owner.
No, no. He buys parts parts for machines at a company.
Oh, okay. Well, that's all right. I guess that could be
more. Prior to that, he was a big
robot slave owner.
Okay.
What's your dad do, Soup?
My dad is a locomotive engineer.
Wait, actually?
Locomotive, yeah. Like trains?
That's dope. Not what I was expecting. Yeah, me neither. I was expecting like a shotgun bullet maker.
He just makes dip.
he drives trains wrestling. And
he's a dip tester.
Chicken wrangler.
He drives like cargo trains and that kind of thing.
Oh, that's pretty
dope. That's actually kind of sick.
So does he drive like if he drives the train, does he drive like all around the country?
No, he just like, so there's different like yards or whatever you want to call like a station.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
They call them yards, but it's like there's one, I don't know, all up like the East Coast, and he'll just go from like a local one to one that's like, I don't know, 3 or 4 hours away and then come back.
Huh.
So he doesn't that's have to go. Sick.
So yeah, when he takes a train somewhere, does he take the train back or does he drive back?
He walks. It just depends on the job. Like sometimes they have like their own Uber that'll drive them back, or like they'll drive themselves there and then drive a train. Or, like, it just depends on the job that they do.
Mm.
Man, all of our dads do something like really different from each other.
Vastly different. Yeah.
I was expecting like accountant or like, you know, like simple stuff. Like, yeah, my dad drives trains and he purchases robot penises.
Part-time Bitcoin mastermind. He also farms, you know, in his free time.
It's like his obvious side job.
Penis was actually a pretty good segue into my next question for you guys.
Right. I would expect you to say that, but okay.
Oh, all right. This is somebody asked me this while streaming, and I thought it'd be a good topic. If you could take 6 inches off parts of your body and put them somewhere else, what would you take it from and where stomach would you to put penis. It?
Easiest question. Yeah, stomach. Oh, yeah. Penis, like
stomach to penis, yeah.
I would actually put legs to torso.
You do leg have long
to
legs.
Butt crack.
My legs like are so fucking long.
Maybe that's why you like minions literally. So much.
I'm all fucking leg, bro. Like, I am 80% legs, like 20%.
You're like that
torso.
One girl, what's that?
I'm like, no, have you ever seen that Family Guy bit where he's all legs? Uh-huh. That's me. That's what I look like, naked.
We should all shave, like clean 100% shave one of our legs and post an Instagram picture of just our legs, like one completely.
It
kind of
sounds like you just want to shave your leg.
Just one leg. Like we should all shave our left leg and just take a picture from like waist down.
I think everybody should shave one left leg and one right leg and then put our legs together and it'll be a big bald leg.
All right, someone listening that has an Instagram, shave one of your legs completely clean, take a photo. And tag us in the photo.
I feel like that's really easy for the females.
It has to be a dude. It has to be a dude with a really hairy right leg.
Please be 18 for legal reasons, or just in case.
If you're a chick with hairy legs, then you can do it.
I don't
please don't send
that.
A picture.
I'll see it before and after.
One of the legs has to be hairy.
Yeah. My friend, why do you want a picture of my wife? Right, anyway.
I think that was already on Soup Snapchat.
What? My wife?
Goat leg.
Oh, goat leg. I get it. Because my wife
jokes,
is a goat.
Rib jokes.
My wife's a goat.
Rib jokes on the
fucking a goat.
All we talk about
IEDs.
IEDs?
IEDs. Yep.
IEDs nuts.
Isn't that? Oh, never mind. It's IED that's the bomb. IUD is the thing that stops you from getting cool.
And DUIs are not epic.
Don't dank and drive.
Don't go to Dunkin' Donuts. It's expensive.
Don't
Krispy Kreme.
Don't dick down Doug Dimmadome.
I feel like there's a point in your life where you go from eating donuts like every weekend to like just never eating
them. Just never again.
That point.
We one of our hockey teams was sponsored by Tim Hortons, so we'd have donuts in the room all the time, and it was such a stupid idea because we'd do like 2 hours of off ice training to like burn calories and, you know, stay fit, and then we go back to the room and there'd just be like
500 calories from one donut,
and then there'd just be like 50 donuts sitting in the room, and it's like, what the fuck is this?
I went to Krispy Kreme and I think they close. I was with like a bunch of friends and I think they close at like 10 p.m. or like 9 p.m. and we showed up like right as they closed. And she was like, I can't give you guys any donuts or whatever. But she was like, if you wait out by the dumpster, then I can give you guys like a ton of free donuts. She was just like, I can't give them to you like through the window or something. And we were like, okay. So I shit you not, this dude walks out with like a garbage can. Like one of those with wheels on it, full of fucking like boxes of like fresh donuts. And it was in like a clean garbage bag. And we got like seven boxes of donuts.
Yeah, I would have been going hard, dude.
Yeah. And they were just like, yeah, take all you want.
Type 2 diabetes, though. Like, that's just instant death. Oh,
we
didn't eat.
We like gave them away. We were like giving them to family members and shit. We had so many donuts.
Yeah, I definitely would have been doing that.
Was it just like only cream or,
yeah, it was only like the original Frosted or Glaze.
Those are still bomb.
Those ones are really the only ones I like from Krispy Kreme, though, to be fair.
But they were so fresh and they were just like throwing away tons of them. Like, we didn't even get all of them, dude. There were tons.
Yeah, that's what fucking McDonald's and stuff does. It's crazy. Yeah, I don't understand why they don't just like, I don't know.
Yeah, fuck it's so hunger. Weird
that they just throw shit out.
Dude,
like, McDonald's will make a whole
that.
Ass burger and just yuck it in the garbage.
Yeah. Yeah, it's wild. So I've heard about people, bizarre. Like, just doing that. Like
taking
like,
shit and getting in trouble?
Homeless people, like, not dumpster diving, but,
oh,
like,
just going, waiting, back?
Waiting for a store to end and just staying in the back and, like, getting food from...
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
It's,
oh,
like,
yeah.
Every place always has food.
Any fast food place, like, guaranteed...
Yeah, what's fucked up, though, is a friend of mine worked at McDonald's. It's not slander, it's a true story.
Poor guy.
And he fucking, he took a bunch of chicken nuggets that they're throwing out, and he ate them for his fucking, like, lunch there. And they almost fired him for that, even though they were throwing them out.
Yeah, that's pretty stupid.
But why?
Yeah, I don't know. They were like, no, you have to pay for those if you're going to eat them. It's like, it was literally going in the garbage, and he just, before they threw it out, he was like, oh, can I have those? And they're like, yeah, sure. And then his manager almost fired him.
I could never work somewhere like that. I'd be sneaking food all fucking day.
Oh, dude,
I'd be filling my pockets with chicken nuggets.
Yeah, for every single time somebody would order a 6-piece, I'd make 6 for me too.
Dude, I would go buy like the most Limp Bizkit pair of cargo shorts you could find. And just put like,
just refill them, bitches.
By the time this shit's over,
you can't see just burgers in them.
My cousin used to work at Burger King, and he said that sometimes he would like get an order for a sandwich, and he would, if you get an order for a sandwich, you made it wrong, you would have to throw it away. And he said sometimes he would intentionally make the sandwich fucked up, and then like quote unquote throw it away. But he said he used to, so he worked at Burger King, and he used to always eat chicken fries. You ever had the chicken fries in there?
Dude.
On those all day long.
They were so good.
Yeah, they still have them, I'm pretty sure. Those. But yeah, those are pretty
good.
They
don't have them in Canada anymore.
Oh, no, I'm pretty sure they still have them here. They're enough people bought them to where they just like... Because I think they were going to be like a limited edition thing. And then they just worked
limited
out so
edition,
well.
Sell them in 5 years. They'll go up in value. Yeah. Limited edition chicken fries from Burger King.
Well, you know,
9 out of 10, generally
Crunchwrap Supreme was supposed to be like limited. And then that did so well, it stuck. I don't really like that.
Really?
Style. Yeah,
I think that was the same thing with like the Doritos tacos too.
Oh yeah, that's right. Yeah,
I remember that. Or the actually fucking the one Mountain Dew drink. What is it? Baja Blast.
Baja Blast.
Yeah, that was supposed to be.
Dude, I'm convinced that there would be like a public outcry if they discontinued that.
They would
definitely lynch the CEO of Taco Bell if they took those away.
You know, they used to sell them in cans, and I had a friend who like loved them so much that he called like Mountain Dew headquarters and was like, "Why can I not find?" Like any Baja Blast anywhere or whatever, or his grandmother called or something, and they sent him like a Mountain Dew hat and like I think they sent him like 3 cases of Mountain Dew and like shit.
What?
Yeah. Wow.
They, like a Make-A-Wish kid. I want Mountain Dew.
He told them he was dying.
Gotta have it for my IV into my bloodstream.
That's actually one of my favorite Mountain Dews, those Baja Blast.
I just don't like Mountain Dew. I don't like sugar, man. I honestly don't really... The only sugary drink I like is iced tea and hot chocolates.
Yeah, I don't like Baja Blast either.
Really? I'm just not a fan of like sodas.
The only time I ever want to drink a sugary soda is if it's Mountain Dew. Like if it's anything else, I just drink like diet version.
Don't you always drink soda when you eat though?
Yeah, but I just drink like I drink Diet Dr. Pepper is my favorite, and then
you know Mountain Dew was made to like mix with like liquor or like moonshine or something. I'm pretty sure.
Really?
What?
Well, that's really well.
That's the one soda that I don't use to like mix.
That's like why it's named Mountain Dew. I'm pretty sure. Really? It was made to mix. Yeah.
Did you know Mountain Dew used to be a YouTuber that played guitar on backup stage? Currently in this call.
Whatever happened to my favorite YouTuber, Mountain Dew?
Yeah, he never
mego stuff now. He's washed up.
Yeah. He never became anything.
A loser.
Screw that guy.
Nah, he's still dirt. I hate him. No. Coward.
You like dirt.
Yeah, he used to be better at guitar too. Now he sucks.
Yeah, I know. He really got rusty.
Yeah. How far are you from your mic? You sound like you're talking from the
it's like you're scooting back while you're talking.
All right, guys, welcome back to the podcast.
We're just ripping into him, asking why he's like leaving.
All right, I'll do the rest of the episode right here. How's this?
I like that idea. Okay. I think the people in their cars listening on their speakers would also really like this idea.
Does it sound like in your ear?
Yeah, do you like the sound of the inside of my lungs?
This is not the sound of silence.
I hope you're not speeding on the highway while you're listening to this.
That would be naughty, naughty. Don't do it.
You are wiping your butt while listening?
Keep wiping. Make sure you do back to front. Get shit on nuts.
No, don't
season your nuts with the doo-doo.
Go from inside out. Most efficient.
Ew. Go the side to side swipe.
If you use toilet paper, you are a pussy. No toilet paper. Only hand. Only hand.
Toilet paper.
Only hand. No toilet paper. Only hand.
Dumpy ass.
Only hand.
God. I feel like that should be the new meta. Just swallowing toilet paper so you just shit it out and immediately are clean.
We should just do a whole podcast where we just request weird things of our fans.
That would be awful.
Nope.
I feel like we need visuals for that.
Send picture. Do it.
No, please. Do not send picture of your dirty fucking toilet shit.
Please don't ever.
I actually stumbled upon a subreddit the other day that's just people literally posting their turds.
Like that Instagram page.
Cobb showed us an Instagram that was just pictures of people taking shits.
Yeah, that wasn't it one guy? Wasn't it RoboCop or something?
It's cop underscore robot for those of you who want to look for
it. Don't promote it.
That page is about to skyrocket in popularity.
Dude, the best
I hope he starts taking raid brand deals.
No, dude, the best one is the one of Chewbacca. Yeah. There's a video on there of a guy in a Chewbacca mask, and he's like, and then he turns the camera like to his ass, and so much shit comes
out. Like,
there's like
six
turds. Like, dude, there's so many turds come out.
It's projectile shit too.
Dude, it is amazing.
I looked at the top post in the one subreddit that I fucking saw, and it was this dude that was on like a 20-foot ladder, and his toilet was under it. He just had like this toilet outside, like it wasn't actually in his bathroom, and he was trying to shit in it, but he just fucking shit and it missed the toilet and hit the ground, dude. It's like the loudest, wettest slap.
Imagine one of your friends is just like, "Hey bro, can you film this for me real quick?"
Hey bro,
climbs the ladder and shit.
Yeah, you're like, "Oh, that's cool. You're gonna do some like work on your roof," and he starts taking his pants off.
It's so fucking
If I lived
nasty,
in a neighborhood though. And saw someone do that, I would put my house up for sale that day.
I feel like that would be something that happened in your neighborhood.
If that's going to happen anywhere, it's where you or do live.
Yeah. Oh, says the guys that live in cities and will have crackheads like fucking pigeons on the sidewalk.
I live in a suburb. I don't live anywhere near a city.
Yeah, I live in a sub, you fucking subway lover.
There was this, me and my cousin went into town the other day to get food, and we were sitting there eating in the truck, and there was this crackhead, like, walking around the parking lot, and, like, he kept getting to the front of, like, a grocery store, and they had, like, a speaker outside, and it was playing, like, Carrie Underwood, and he was just, like, dancing his ass off. Like, feeling the shit out of Carrie Underwood. And then he'd like leave and then walk around the parking lot all again and just like aimlessly, not even in like a specific direction. And then he'd like hear the music again and go towards it and start dancing again.
And crackheads are
fucking
wild.
Crackheads are another breed, dude. And there's so many of them where I live.
I was downtown. Like, we have, if you go downtown in the closest city that's to me, it's like, it's across from Detroit. And it's really nice at nighttime. So sometimes we'd go and hang out there. And like, every once in a while, you'll get a crackhead there. And there was this lady just singing and dancing and going fucking crazy. And we're like, holy shit, that's a crackhead. Mm-hmm. Like, major fucking crackhead. So we walked the other way. And as we're walking by, she's like, hey guys, do you guys like my dancing? Like, this perfectly normal voice. We're like, oh, yeah, I guess it was all right. She's like, okay, cool. And the second we turn around, she just starts screaming like fucking Helen Keller and just fucking sprinting. Like, she was crackhead, but like selectively crackhead. It was so fucking bizarre. Like, cause she, but yeah, literally just like where you scream out of nowhere is what she did when we all turned around. It was so fucking weird. There was like six of us. All right, crackhead, if I was by myself, I would have just sprinted. I would have been scared of her. It was like a power move, just screaming.
The thing about like people like that too is they like feign in and out of reality. They like go in their own little worlds and then they're like actually like oh my god, I'm in a real world.
It's like they put on a VR headset.
Yeah.
VR headset. Meth is just the OG VR headset. Change my mind.
Nature's headset.
Meth is just real life meth. VR chat.
I miss VR.
That's kind of what it feels like when you go into VR chat. It feels a little bit methy.
Like you're doing
methy and very weedy. And
very pedophiliac, yeah.
There's a lot of weird
shit that goes on in VR chat.
Oh, yeah. There have been. Oh, wow. Well, never mind. I can't talk about that.
No, please share.
What the fuck?
There have been legitimate pedophiles, like, outed on VR chat.
Oh, yeah. 100%.
Like, definitely. who are like, content creators, but anyway.
Oh
yeah, I mean that's
the thing is, like, VR chat, you go in there and like in any world there's some like 20-year-old girl who's talking like she's like five.
Yeah, it's weird that they fetish that stuff.
It's so weird. That's what I hate about like that whole Belle Delphine fucking strain of woman that came along where they're like role playing as like fucking 12-year-olds.
Yeah.
It's so bizarre.
What'd you see?
You sound like Courage the Cowardly Dog.
You good?
What? You just said Bella Delphine strain of woman. It was created in a lab or something.
Like Professor X just accidentally put chemical X in there.
Added way too much fucking crack.
Sugar, spice, and a little too much ooh-woo.
These were the ingredients to make the perfect e-girl.
I would love to watch that, actually. For pretty entertaining.
I do not want to watch anything to do with her.
Did you guys used to watch Powerpuff Girls when you were younger?
Yeah, I did. I felt bad for the monkey, bro.
I watched Mojo Jojo came on. I just didn't care. Yeah.
Do you all remember that episode of Powerpuff Girls where the kid ate so much glue that he became a glue monster?
It's like you, except with coons.
The friendly neighborhood coon monster.
That was so unnecessary.
That's why he doesn't do a face reveal. All his pores are just oozing cum.
Why do you think I'm so white?
Did you just fart as you said that? Was that what that was?
It's kind of weird that you guys rip into me about burping, but do farts like every 20 minutes.
Bro, my farts are like on another plane of existence.
I've never met anybody that's like as small as you that farts as much as you do.
What I don't get is because all you eat is like acorns dipped in water. Like, what are you even farting out?
It's because I probably eat too much protein. Mm-hmm. Like when you eat excess protein,
your colon is probably just crying.
It's like it's
constant tears.
My butthole stinkier.
Soup said it best. Yeah.
Why don't you just eat, like, cereal bars?
Why don't you just not worry about what he eats, stupid fuck?
Why don't you just eat, like... Yeah.
Your asshole. I'll do it. All right.
Okay. You said it, not me. You
talked him into it.
Yep.
You talked him into it.
We still got to do that Goons Orgy, by the way.
Yes.
Don't know what that is.
Goons Orgy.
Nope.
Yep. We're doing Goons Orgy. So
I feel like my role would be the man standing there looking over everyone with a whip just because.
Honestly, I feel like your role would be the one getting pounded because you have the longest hair.
Yeah.
So like realistically, if somebody was getting their ass
funny, Blar, coming from the pounded, biggest bitch it's probably the group.
You. Well, hold on.
goons fighting?
Goons fight? Oh, that'd be fun. Goons boxing match?
Yeah.
Oh,
I'd be a good time.
That's not fair for me.
Yeah.
What do you mean?
Because he's like a featherweight in anything.
Well, first of all, McNasty's like 6'8".
7".
McNasty's wingspan. McNasty could just go full like spinning gorilla and take us all out.
We don't know if he's shaped like a T-Rex.
You'd hear like Slayer Gate start playing.
I've seen McNasty's face, but I've never seen his arms. So I don't know if his arms are like half a foot long each.
McNasty would be like a raid boss for me. Like,
The thing is, I'm slow. So if you're fast,
we know.
Like my weakness.
Oh, yeah.
You were definitely slow.
I didn't mean mentally.
Oh, wow.
Well,
we did.
Yeah.
What?
What?
McNasty, you have brain damage.
Confused. What are we doing right now?
Sweating. Not even. He's not even recording the podcast. He's just been sitting here talking for an hour. He doesn't even know what's going on. He just lassoed him in.
I thought we were just chilling, talking about dumb stuff.
That's pretty much what this is. Yeah, that should be our about on YouTube.
We just come up with topics to sit in Discord to talk about.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, we're not even recording.
And then...
Oh, yeah? I hadn't considered either of those things.
I thought about the second one, but then I was like, that's kind of racist.
Should we discuss it?
What we could discuss is if you could switch bodies with someone, who would it be?
Pass some beer so I can look at myself naked in the mirror. That rhymed.
I hope she hears that. I hope she hears that, and I hope she blocks you.
Switch bodies with Big Chungus. Big Chungus. Big Chungus.
Has anyone actually checked her age? Like,
she's over age.
She has to be over. Yeah.
I hope so. Otherwise, you have a nice, nice speed run to jail.
Thank you. Babe, you have a nice cock too.
Madison Beer is 21 years old.
Okay, I'm glad. I was just trying to ignore what McNasty said.
I just want to see your boobs. That's it. That'd be cool.
Okay, that's enough.
Kevin, you lame thing. Honestly, dude, boobs are kind
of
lame.
Yeah, boobs are lame. I'm more of an ass
kind of
guy.
Cool, but it's
for
like
yourself.
But it's like what? Okay, realistically, if you just a pair of titties on your screen popped up right now, you'd be like, yeah, no, it's just like, yeah. Okay.
When you're like 16, boobs are just like, you could just blow many loads to boobs.
Yeah, they're peak. But honestly, I don't even think there'd be a wiggle down there.
I just want to say that boobs. Dew has had no input, so kind of sus.
I'm just waiting my turn to talk, bro. All right. Now, how about a wrinkly nutsack?
Let me tell you
that
what,
that gets
brother.
Me going.
Oh, man, that gets me tweaking. Yeah.
Was it one of you guys that told me that people actually iron their nutsacks?
Yes, George Clooney did it. He had his wrinkly nut... I'm too excited about this topic. George Clooney had his nutsack ironed out.
You
sound so unenthusiastic that it's just like fake.
We know you're lying.
I realized that I perked up too much when you mentioned that.
Dew actually has the before and after photos as his phone background.
He has the before as the lock screen and the after as his
once he opens it, it's smooth balls.
He's just constantly sitting there just locking and reopening his phone.
Oh my god.
I would trade bodies with George Clooney so I could see a smooth nutsack. There we go.
Okay.
You could probably just like text him or something.
Text him, dude.
Yeah, he follows me on Twitter.
Probably Scarlett Johansson, I'm gonna be honest.
Yeah.
I feel like for multiple reasons. No, but I feel like multiple reasons. She's hot, and then you're like, I want to go hang out with Robert Downey Jr. today. And then boom.
Well,
that's kind of cool.
You could just be like Chris Evans.
Chris Evans. But I also want to look at my fucking ass later, and I don't want to look at Chris Evans' ass. Yeah, but I don't want to look at a man ass, a little hairy manhole.
No, Chris Evans' ass is...
Dude, you are way too passionate about Chris Evans' ass.
This is like a meme, like Captain America's ass or whatever.
You know, yeah, you see that meme? But not like, this is looking at ass. It in like a mirror with your cheeks spread. Like,
well, the thing is, if you're Chris Evans, you could probably just bang anybody that you wanted to.
So. That's a good point. I never looked at it from like switching bodies with someone who's like way more attractive and has way more money than me.
Yeah.
You could just wake up and be like, I'm going to fuck Miss Obama today.
Oh.
So anyways, interested in a woman.
I think that's a good topic to end. Plus, I need to go get 99 Fletching. So that's
Oh my god.
I would change bodies with Larry the Cable Guy. The end.
That's not even changing.
Wait, aren't bodies. That's you now? That's just like
yeah. you literally just
you're just be like gaining older. 50 pounds, pretty much,
and being older, yeah,
and apparently heartburn.
Fuck you guys.
God, what yeah,
I
bad
just
choice.
I just like because you got a monster truck. So then I would own that. You know,
a mustard cool. truck. That's what you said.
I wish I had your Oscar Mayer Wiener Mobile.
All right, can we end on that?
Yeah. Oscar Mayer Wiener Mobile.
All right, like, comment, and subscribe.
Whoop.
And tune in to Somalia Radio this next week to hear the new podcast.
Again. We're going to try to do weekly, by the way.
Yes, we are switching to weekly because we actually
we're finally
becoming responsible adults for once.
Maybe,
possibly, depending on how my RuneScape sessions go.
All right. Shut up and end it.
All right.